All right, and we're recording. What's up? This is Tony G, the CEO and founder of United Youth Movement, a local nonprofit in the city of Lacey, working with youth in Thurston County and young people, ages 14 through 22. I got two wonderful young men here as my guests today. We'll go ahead and get it started by introducing the oldest one. Go ahead, tell us your name and age.
Hello, hello. I'm Enrique Garcia, and I'm 19 years old.
All right. And then we got his little brother here with us today. Go ahead and give your name and age.
Hello, hello. I am Eduardo Garcia, 17.
17 years old, Eduardo Garcia. And so we're just going to talk about the summer program, you know, what you guys thought about it. I'll let the listeners know we got a grant from Schools Out Washington for $18,000. It was kind of a last minute thing. Mm-hmm. I was able to put together this program literally in like two weeks.
Yeah.
Time. Hey. Yeah. So it was real quick. Got it out to my board and they all agreed on it and signed off on it. And then got the money and we had a great summer mentorship golfing program.
Uh-huh.
And you guys benefited from it.
Oh, of Definitely. Course.
All right, Enrique, have you had ever golfed before?
No.
Never?
Not one. I'm probably mini golfed maybe twice. Other than that,
right?
Nothing.
This is a real deal, going out to like some nice courses.
Uh-huh.
And Eddie, what was your golfing experience?
It was good. You know, I went every single time.
You did?
And I got better every single time.
And what was your, like, did you ever golf before?
No.
Never?
Yeah.
You never golf?
No.
Dang. So me witnessing as a mentor, like you had some skills.
Yeah.
But Enrique came out there like he golfed for freaking 10 years straight.
Yeah, straight up.
I mean, I tried.
Yeah, you're just a natural, man. Natural athlete at, I think just a natural at everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
And so what was cool was with this money that I got, I bought everybody their own bag,
mm-hmm.
their own set of golf clubs. And literally we went out to some of the most beautiful courses that are in Thurston County.
Exactly.
First one we went to like, okay, so Eddie said he didn't miss one outing. Enrique has a job, so he couldn't attend some of them, but Eddie, Roman, and Leonard mm-hmm. are the three that went to every single golfing event,
yeah.
which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's dedication right there.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we'll go back to the first one we went out to. Shout out to Tahoma Valley Golf Course out in Yelm. That's the one you went to, Enrique.
Mm-hmm.
So were you nervous at first when we got out there?
Oh, my. The first time, I had no clue what I was doing. Didn't know, you know, what to use at all, nothing.
Yeah.
So at first, yeah, I was a little nervous, but I knew you was going to help me out and, mm-hmm. you know, teach me how to do the things, so...
Yeah, and I'm not a great golfer. I'm not even a good golfer, but I had golfed before. I do love the sport. It's fun, but it's very expensive. Mm, and to be honest with you, this sport is not meant for us brown people, you know?
No,
definitely.
especially us brown people that, you know, are coming from, yeah, we have a good life or whatever, but we're not rich.
No.
Definitely.
We don't have money to spend, you know, every weekend up to $150.
Mm-mm.
We ain't got that money.
Uh-huh.
You know?
No.
So I was really, really grateful getting this money and being able to provide this opportunity to you guys and actually everybody that participated in it, which I want to eventually have every youth come through here and get on this podcast and talk about their experience. But so I know a little bit about golf to where like what club to use and what, you know, length and stuff like that, but no way am I a freaking golf coach.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
But I thought it would be a great sport to get the youth out of the house, away from their Xboxes, out of their phones. For what, 4 hours?
Yeah.
We'd 4 or 5 hours we'd be out there?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so it was just a great program. I had a lot of fun being out there with everybody. I missed one golfing outing because I was out of town. But other than that, I was out there every single time with the bum knee.
And you were still doing work still out there.
Still doing work.
But this isn't about me. This is about you guys. So going back to Tahoma Valley, Eddie, you were teamed up with me. With me.
Yeah.
And you had only been out to the driving range maybe one time before that. The day before, I think we went out, right, all of us?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you did pretty well.
Yeah.
tell us about your experience the first time going up to the first tee.
The first tee, I was definitely nervous. Definitely nervous. But I went for it and I just absolutely sliced it. And it was just, I was like, well, it is what it is, you know. I couldn't do much but just try to have fun the most of the game, and it was, 4 hours, I think, 4 or 5 hours we were out there and just having fun, laughing, just hitting the balls around. We were no good,
no, but, none of us.
But it was just fun, just hanging out and just golfing.
Yeah,
you know,
you got to drive the golf cart a little bit. You want to explain what happened to towards the end? We're returning the golf cart.
Well, I was driving perfectly fine around the
course.
You know, we finished up our 18, went to the parking lot, and I was like, dude was like, drive us back to the golf cart spot, right? I don't know what it's called.
It's golf course. Golf cart spot. Yeah.
That's what it's called. And so I'm driving perfectly fine. We get to this little rock
pathway. Yeah.
I would say. And I'm cruising. hit a turn. It's not my fault. Brakes didn't work.
Oh, please. Okay.
Brakes didn't work. I press on the brake. Might have been the gas, but I pressed on the brake.
The gas pedal.
Pressed on the brake, and it just flew me right into the rocks. We were like sideways and everything, but it was fine. No damage done.
The one of the workers at the golf course was there, just watching us, laughing about it. I couldn't believe it because it was just a straight path. Just all you had to do was drive straight, and somehow he turned his wheel left and then hit the gas. We went over some big rocks.
Those are pretty big rocks.
And got a little high centered and stuck, and so had to push, you know, get Eddie back in the passenger seat, and took over and got us out of there and parked it up, but. That's just like a story and a memory we're going to see and know about forever, man. Definitely. So that was awesome. And that's one another thing. This was all about making memories, right?
Exactly. Oh, I got a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Yam was awesome. Our second course, and I want to shout out all these courses because they were all very welcoming and, you know, we're slow and the marshals were like cool.
Yeah.
I think the only one time we had somebody really giving us some crap behind us, but. We learned to, you know, how to navigate around that by playing best ball and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just out of respect to the course and the players behind us. So the second one, if I recall, was Tumwater?
Yeah, Tumwater Valley.
Went out to Tumwater Valley. I had a blast out there.
I like that course a lot.
Yeah. And, while we were out there the first time, we got a teacher. You weren't there, Enrique. Mm-hmm. Enrique wasn't there. He's working. But Eddie was there. He hit every single one. We got a teacher from River Ridge High School, their old golf coach, one of our board members, Morgan Freeman Evans.
Mm. The whole name.
This was her golf coach in high school. And I can't remember her name. Do you remember her name, Eddie?
Mm, no.
Shoot. But shout out to...
She was very, very nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
She came out, volunteered her time, spent probably about an hour with all the golfers, even including us, the mentors, teaching us some swinging skills and different clubs and whatnot. And we gave her a t-shirt, you know, thanking her. But anyway, we went out and had an amazing time. Mm-hmm. Great round at Tumwater Valley. Talk a little bit about your experience at that golf club, because that golf course was way different than
way different
Tahoma Valley.
Way nicer too. I liked it a lot more than the other one. It was cool to have that teacher, you know, kind of like practice before the full 18. And I believe that one was like, what did I do? Oh, that's when I got the fake golf ball. That's when Shane.
No, because I wasn't at that round.
Oh, so it was the other one.
Yeah, it was the next one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so the first time, we just cruised through the course. It was really fun. A lot of like water and a lot of just open like land.
The beautiful, the thing beautiful that, the greens.
The greens were just awesome.
Yeah, they, so beautiful. It was
just a beautiful looking course. Second time we went there, because we went there twice, I was on a par three. I believe it was like the eighth hole. And Shane, I like shanked the other ball, hit sideways like diagonal for some reason. And then Shane was like, here, have this ball. Puts it down for me so I don't touch it. And I just swing for it. Boom, blows up everywhere. And I'm just like, what?
It was an exploding golf ball.
A fake golf ball. And I was just like, what just happened? I thought I actually like just shattered the ball. I was like, no way I hit that hard. No way. Because I was like, just no. And I looked at Shane, and Shane's just laughing so hard. He's like, I got him. It was
Shane really is wow. Shane is my, he's actually the chairman of the of our nonprofit. Shane Key, known him for many years. A great mentor, great you know, role model and coach. And yeah, he is one of the best golfers on our mentoring program. He is a lefty, and from what I understand, he used to golf a lot, not a lot, but he had way more experience than a lot of us.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
But hadn't golfed in a lot of years. Mm. But yeah, he's definitely can strike the ball well and very patient, good teacher. Yeah. He was out there helping out. He missed a few events too, because he went out of town and whatnot. But he loved being out there with everybody too. So we won't talk about the ones that you didn't go to, Enrique. We'll talk about the ones you did go to. I think the next one you went to was
Capitol.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No. I think it was Indian Summer. Or did you go? Did you go to Woodlands and the Links?
I
went to the Woodlands,
and that was after.
That was after that.
Yeah, because us four finished hard. Me, you, Ron, and Eddie, and me. So us four. We hit a few. Three.
Four more. Three more.
Yeah.
After.
Yeah. After. Just to finish off the season, and everybody else was busy. But yeah, so we'll talk about Indian Summer.
That place was crazy.
That was it used to be a private club.
Is that the real big one that we went to?
That's the one that we had the dress code.
The dress code. That one that had the gates that opened up to go to the next hole.
Mm-hmm. Fire.
So there's no way that it used to be a private club. Now it's public. Very expensive.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was, at one of these courses, we paid $800 for our group. you know,
yeah, I think
just
a lot.
Hey, I don't know if it was that. I don't think it was that one, but
I think it was the
The Links.
No, I think it was the one that. Were we there when you spent the $800? Probably the Links.
Yeah, I think it was the Links, but we'll get to that one. So Indian Summer, expensive, used to be a private course. But man, they were so nice. Remember the old man at the first hole?
Mm-hmm.
He really came out, treated us very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Saw four brown people, and you know, he was really cool with it.
Yeah.
And he explained the course, and he was it was awesome. I was nervous going there.
Oh, like, man. Me too.
When you walk in, when me and Roman went to go pay and get the car keys for the car, you walk in, and on their wall, it's just like all these rich, these white men.
Oh, my.
Like, 20 of them, all white dudes suited up, and that's like their club, you know. I look, no black people, no brown people,
nothing,
just they were all white men. And I was like, oh shit, this is a kid's show.
Is it?
No. you guys are, almost adults. But no, you know, I was looking for hopefully somebody brown that looked like us, somebody that looked like us. Nobody. I was like, man, this is cool. This is awesome. Like, We're changing the sport. Mm-hmm. We're gonna change the sport around here. Anyway, so got the keys to the ride. Best golf carts, I think.
Oh my goodness!
For sure. Out of all the places,
mm-hmm. They had a towel in there, tees, and it was awesome. So we get to the first tee, and the worker there gave us the rundown, and we tee off. And what did you feel?
Oh my goodness, I was beyond nervous because I would have never ever have gone there, not once,
right,
if it wasn't for y'all.
Yeah.
So, oh my, the first tee off, I was real, real nervous, and of course, being nervous, you shank it,
mm-hmm.
You don't do well.
But, yeah,
you know. Just count it on Roman to smack it over there. And
that's the only person who can do it.
At least we always had Roman to get us out on a nice part of the course, you know, on the fairway somewhere. Because I'm the same way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I shank, I slice, I, you know, hook. And you guys know. Mm-hmm. I'll get lucky every once in a while and get a nice ball down the middle.
Oh,
but,
yeah, of course.
We're on the same boat when it comes to that. But the thing that I liked about that course was we didn't have any pressure behind us. There wasn't a group behind us until we got to like the 16th or 17th hole. That three hole, that par three with the big old pond in front of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we each hit like 10 freaking balls.
Yeah.
None of us got on the green or even close to the green.
No.
That's 40 balls hit, man. So I want to go back to that because that's a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
So next,
it's the water that like psychs you out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole mental game because you're like, you can definitely hit that far.
Oh yeah, it's only like 164.
You can all hit that far.
Yeah,
but it's like the water that psychs you out, so that makes you just absolutely.
And on the right is the street.
Yeah.
The neighborhood street.
Mm-hmm.
Left is like fenced off because it's like has all those wires and stuff.
Yeah.
And big rough. Long rough.
So you're just nervous the whole time looking at that. You're just like, please get on the green. Please.
I think Roman was the only one closest that he actually...
He crossed it.
He went over, like, the green.
Yeah, probably.
You know? But, 40 golf balls were just... Not one. But we tried. And then that course, too, had that crazy freaking par five.
Oh, yeah. It's like, boom, boom. It's like side to side.
Yeah, it's... Like a S pattern kind
of.
Yeah.
But that was cool that we got out there. We finished it. We finished it within 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a goal, letting us know we're getting better when you finish between 3.5 and 4 hours, mm-hmm. 18 holes. But yeah, I felt privileged to be out there.
Oh, I feel you.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And something like once in a lifetime type deal.
Oh, definitely.
You know? Looking forward to hopefully getting another grant next summer.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
So we can return and beat that hole.
Oh, yeah.
That par three.
For sure.
But when it comes to clubs, what would you say was your favorite club, Enrique?
My favorite club.
In the bag. Like you felt so comfortable that it was always money. Well, first of all, we got to say this man was a chipping champion.
His chip game is just insane. If I had his chip game, I'd be like the best golfer. I don't know.
Yeah, Enrique was always solid to get on the green from 75, 80 yards.
Easy.
That was your window, man. Yeah. You know, like anything, you would just, I don't know, what club would you usually use? Like,
my favorites to use were either the pitching wedge or if I was a little far out, probably my six.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those were definitely my favorite.
Yeah, because you struggled off of the tee like we all did.
Yeah.
It's easy to swing that. You want to swing so hard,
mm-hmm.
and just your club is a little bit open.
It's gone.
To the right, you know.
Bye. In the trees.
And you can't sit there and hit 4 or 5 balls, right?
No,
it's not a driving range on the grounding course, so you got one chance.
Exactly.
And for the most part, 80% of the time, us three right here would be going in the woods, or mm-hmm. ball's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then Roman would come up and get us right in the middle.
Straight
could always depend on Roman.
300 straight down the middle.
Easily, every single time.
Yeah.
And we're all like, do we really want to put our ball here? Because this was a great drive.
Mm-hmm. And Roman, he golfed maybe once as a kid.
Yeah.
And this was his first time out there, you know, on a pretty consistent mm-hmm. basis.
Yeah.
And man, that guy got really good.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, so you're six.
Mm-hmm.
You can smack. and then your pitching wedge, dude. You were just with your pitching wedge. I couldn't believe it. It was always guaranteed.
Yeah, definitely.
Anywhere on the if he was anywhere close, 80 yards.
He's getting on the green.
On that one.
He's getting on the
green. What about you, Eddie? What would you say you were?
I probably golfed like a lot more than a lot, like pretty much Enrique, because I've golfed with you guys, and then me and Roman golfed like 3 times, just us two.
Right. Yeah, Roman, he did take you out.
Roman golf a lot. So throughout the whole entire season of golf, I think my favorite club was the 3-wood. It was, I had the best shots with my 3-wood.
So most consistency-wise?
Consistency. Yeah. You know, I was all around not a good golfer. But if I hit my 3-wood good, I'm getting it to the green. I've gotten to the green before with a 3-wood. So I was like, yeah, my 3, and it's so satisfying when you hit like a good 3-wood. Send it like 200, and then it's like right next to the green. And you got easy up and down.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely.
Get this man's lingo.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
What about? Did you ever tee off with it?
Yeah, I've teed off with it.
3-wood.
I teed off it with the at the links, and I hit it like 210 easy, and like straight down the middle.
Oh, I think I remember that shot.
It was it was just.
You hit a couple of beautiful shots at the links.
The links was awesome.
So let's go to the links.
I also hit a house.
Let's go to the links next. The links in the Woodlands, beautiful courses.
Yeah, definitely.
Me personally, I prefer the links.
I prefer the Woodlands.
Right. And we talked about this before. I think where the links gets me is just the view.
Oh, yeah.
When you get into and you see the sound, the Puget Sound.
That hole is perfect.
Oh, man.
So beautiful.
And this their fairways and their... I mean, you talk about they take care of their stuff there, man. Yeah. Beautiful course.
Yeah.
Shout out to the links. And they're really cool to us, too. They let you guys golf really late one time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were like...
Remember? it was too dark where you couldn't even see the balls.
It was so dark. It was like... We were just like all just like struggling to see the balls, and towards like the 18th hole, we were just like, "Yeah, we're just hitting it and see what happens."
Yeah, and they only charge us for 4 golfers, and we had you guys had a group of 8 that day.
Yeah,
which was really cool, just because it was later in the day, and so shout out to the links and the Woodland. What is it? No, it's called the golf course, Hawks Prairie Golf Course.
Golf course.
Yeah, that place is dope. Super nice. We'll have to go next year, hopefully.
Enrique went to the Woodlands, though.
Went to the Woodlands. Yeah. What'd you think about that one?
The Woodlands was cool. Mm. I remember the golf carts being just...
Oh, yeah. They're gas.
Because they're gas. So
Yeah.
You gotta click it, and then it starts up, and then you gotta go.
They'd go about 6 miles per hour, and that's it.
I mean, out of all the golf courses we went to, definitely Indian Summer had the best golf carts.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
But, yeah, so the Woodlands... that's a nice course too, but it's the name, the Woodlands, and so there's a lot of woods and whatnot. That's where Eddie saw a cougar sighting.
Crazy, I thought it was a cougar. I thought it was a cougar. Turned out to just be a deer.
Oh my goodness!
It was funny because Roman, I think Leonard was teeing off, and Roman was behind Leonard, and I was just like, look to the side real quick, and I was like, is that a cougar? And Roman goes, well, stay still if it's a cougar. And I was like, why? I was like, shouldn't you run or make noise? He was like, no, be quiet, stay still. And I looked, and it's just a deer started walking out. And I was embarrassed. And Roman was like, really, dude? This is funny.
The one thing that I remember at the Woodlands is that's where I did really good on the par threes there.
Oh yeah, you did crazy.
Oh,
on them.
My
goodness. Almost had I had an eagle opportunity on like 3 par threes.
Yeah.
And I was hitting them with my hybrid, my 4H, and literally like 130 yards, and I would just like a slow swing, just get the face on it, you know, nice and square, and literally one of them was like way 10 feet from the cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think 4-putted.
The stress, because you're like, oh, eagle, and then you just stress.
So the best, all year I didn't get a birdie. All summer I didn't get a birdie. I only parred. Mm-hmm. I think Roman got a couple birdies. Shane got a couple birdies.
I think I got 3 pars this year,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy.
You parred
I got
you got your
one
first
bar.
Part, yeah.
I got
on
one.
The, I think was it the last?
I think it was
Audi at Capitol.
Capitol, yeah. I think it was at Capitol.
Or was it the Woodlands?
No, no, no. It was at the Woodlands. It was at like the last hole at the Woodlands.
Oh yeah, because that's where I got my first par.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, this is where I got my first par, and I sucked that hole.
Yeah.
And then Enrique parred, and I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, listen, I just love you that you guys loved it and had fun.
It was amazing.
Best thing I've ever done.
Yeah. But you had mentioned, Eddie, something about how it's like you felt it help you from a mental perspective. I could share for me, when I get out there, for some reason, clears my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Have no stress, no worry.
Yeah, definitely.
The sound is quiet. You hear like just the wind in the trees.
Yeah.
And I mean, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You definitely. Know, did you feel that?
Yeah, of course. It's just like naturally it lowers your stress level.
Yeah.
You know, you're with family or friends and you're just having fun golfing, doing a sport that we all like. And then to just like hit a good ball and then you get you get all happy and mm-hmm. it's really good. It's a really good feeling.
And all it takes is that one hit.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
That one putt.
Exactly.
I mean, doesn't take much to be like, I'm coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You can hit 18 crappy, you know, shots or say 120. I think my best score was 112 strokes.
Mm-hmm.
So you could hit 111 horrible strokes and that 112 stroke within, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just either a straight drive, 250 yard drive, a second shot, 180s, lands on the green.
And you're just like,
you're like, yeah, coming back to this game,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, how about you, Enrique? Did it make you feel any type of way being out there?
Oh, of course. So at first when you know, told me that we're going to go out and go golfing, I was a little hesitant because mm-hmm. I've never been golfing.
Right.
So I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
But the more that I did it and the more that I seen that I was growing as a golfer, you mm-hmm. know, it made me real happy. And when I got out there with, you know, my family and stuff like that, it really warmed my heart and it made me, you know, really want to get out there more.
Yeah. So. And Enrique was my partner because after the first the first outing, you, Eddie and Roman just.
Oh, my goodness.
They were just partners too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To the end.
To the end. And, you know, you even almost hit him one time.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
A ball went over his head or something.
Yeah. I hit the ball. So Shane was in the cart and Roman was like right next to the cart. And I hit the ball. Boom. Like hit it diagonal for some reason. Goes straight through the cart right next to Roman's head. And right next to Shane. Just straight through the cart. It was a good shot. It was my 3-wood.
It was a good shot.
It was a good shot. It set me up for like a good like up and down. But it was scary. They were just like, vroom, and everybody's like, where's the ball?
Yeah, Roman like, stuck it with you. I might have been like, okay, you're going to have to ride with somebody else, man.
No. Nah,
yeah.
Roman almost tipped us, though. So we were at the links, and we were cruising. And it was like the 17th hole. And Roman was like, I'm about to hit this turn real quick. You know, and we just full two wheels sideways.
No.
Two wheels sideways. And Roman grabs me. And I'm just like, and we just boom, boom, right back to it. Funniest thing I've ever had happen to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely challenging because the way the courses are built and elevation and hills, and, you know, like.
But Roman was just,
he
was
having a good time out there.
He was having a good time, and he was like, meow. Funny.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So then, let's see here. We went to Stonewater Valley again, and then we went to Capitol. What'd you think of Capitol? Capitol's like our home course.
Capitol's my favorite.
It's our it's the closest to our house. You went there many times with Roman. That's where you guys usually went, right?
Yeah, we go there all the time.
So shout out to Capitol City.
Great people.
For having us out there and welcoming us there. And great restaurant, Fire Creek.
Great food.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, Enrique, tell us about Capitol City, what'd you think? Because that was I think that was our last outing.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, and it's close to home, like in your backyard, basically.
Literally.
Yeah.
Not even 2 minutes from the house.
Right.
But no, it was really, really fun. I had always, you know, drove past it, looking at it, just wondering, you know, like, what's that all about? And then we finally go, and I don't know if it was that course, but you remember when I hit, like, that 50-foot putt?
It was that course.
Yeah, that one was...
That's crazy.
Yeah, that one was probably one of my favorite shots, so...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
It was a 50-foot putt.
Yeah,
dude.
I know.
It, like, it might have been longer.
It definitely could.
It might have been longer. Yeah, it might have been longer. It was
a big green.
Oh, man.
It was the craziest putt.
Yeah, I was real, real pumped after that. Because, you know, sometimes you have those shots where, you know, it's just real, real nice. And it makes you feel good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it makes you want to do more. And mm-hmm. I have a couple of those. But yeah, that place was definitely one of my favorites.
That's definitely a memorable putt, man. Like,
awesome.
Pros can't even make that putt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that was good. I remember that. That was a beautiful putt, man. Beautiful putt. I can't remember what hole. Oh, it's the famous six hole. I like the six hole right there on the corner.
Yeah.
For Burger King, people driving by. And stuff.
We saw a car
crash. It's a par three.
Me and Roman saw a car crash.
Oh, my God.
This guy was like, he was fully tipped over. So he was like, on like his side, so the car was like, you could see the whole bottom of the car. It was crazy.
Whoa.
But then we just teed off and walked away.
Yeah. Everybody was cool. I mean, you can't be running out there anyway.
Yeah, we can't
but,
just be like, oh, what? But we were curious, so we were just looking at it. Walked all the way down to like the concrete just to see what was happening. It's funny.
That hole is hard though. It's intimidating because you're looking straight to a house.
Yeah.
Right? It's the green and then a road and the freaking house right there.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, you don't want to hit it too hard because you're going to hit that house.
But you got to get it there.
You got to get it there.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then there's a bunker, I think, right in front, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's that course has so many houses on it.
Hitting houses was the thing. Me and Roman, it was
nighttime. And we're not out there doing it on purpose.
No, of course not.
Of course we're not trying to hit houses. But me and Roman were out there. It was the time when we were like out really late when it got dark.
Mm-hmm.
And Roman hits it. I saw the video because I videotaped it. Hits it. Hits a house. Boom, 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 boom. And I was just like, dang. I saw the video, but it was like so funny because he was like, he hits it and it sounded so good. It sounded like it was going straight down the middle. And then we just hear boom, 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 boom. And it like hit like the house like six times.
Oh my God.
So crazy.
Yeah, we went out there for Father's Day way before this. And, our co-chair Leonard, he hit a lot of houses that day. I think 12 houses. He counted them.
Why?
Yeah, you know that's
Leonard's fun
because that's that course, man. That course is really tight with houses, and the people that live there. I mean, it's like you got to know that this is coming. You know, it's a very difficult course not to hit a house for sure. It's
literally in a neighborhood.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like the course is like built into
a lot of them are. I've noticed.
Yeah.
Except for a few, but most of them are all
in neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Tumwater's not.
No.
That's
why I like Tumwater.
The Woodlands and the Lynx aren't, are they?
Yeah, they are.
They are?
Somewhat. Some parts are not, some parts are.
Because you do drive through, across the streets and go to the next hole
like
or whatever.
The Woodlands, you got like a whole like.
But they're not like tight on the freaking, you know, all the way down the fairway and stuff.
Woodlands is so wide, which I like because if you slice it too much, like you can still.
You still have a chance, to play it. But yeah, so. Yeah, that was crazy hitting houses. But shout out to Lynn for hitting 12, I think, in one day.
That's great.
It's a new PB.
Yeah. That's
straight up.
Yeah, so then next summer I want to take you guys to Shayla's Cliffs. We went out there, beautiful course, but it was raining, so we didn't finish the round. But it's the elevation changes. There's 600 feet of like elevation change.
Oh, shoot.
Or more throughout the course. Down low in the valley, go all the way. You can't walk that course. They won't allow you because there's just so much.
Yeah.
You'll
pass out.
You'd be done.
You'd be done. Yeah.
You'd be done.
So you can't walk that course. You have to have a cart. And literally, I mean, you're going up these hills all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
You tee off from like.
I like the high
200, place. You know, like up on a cliff and the green is way down there.
That seems cool.
Yeah. So we're hoping that we get the grant for next year. We can continue a second year of this program because I know not only you guys had fun, everybody that I talked to that was involved had a blast. The mentors had fun. Mm-hmm. And it was a really good program.
Of course.
Yeah, and then you guys were gifted with your own bagging.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was more than grateful with.
Yeah.
I'm so blessed.
I would never have been able to afford that myself, you know?
Yeah.
So having that given to me for free was, like, special to me personally.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
I'm glad you guys appreciated that.
Especially
Of course.
You know, you gifting me a $400 driver, you mm-hmm. know? And then I got, what's it called? Like a $130 putter, you know? So I'm so blessed to what I've got right now.
Yeah, you guys deserved it though too. I mean, you were committed to the program and you got out there and you were willing to learn and that's what it was all about.
Mm-hmm.
Learning something new, getting outside, you know, because that's important in life.
Oh yeah, of course.
Got to get out of your room. Got to get out of your TV, the electronics. I'm guilty of that too, of course, right? Because that's just today's society.
Everybody.
But it's. That's just to prove that how important it is to every, you know, at least once in a while.
Of course,
get out and enjoy the outdoors and whatnot. So, well, guys, you guys had a blast. I'm glad you guys are looking forward to the next summer's program.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just say I appreciate you guys being out there, dedicated to the program, United Youth Movement. You know, this is what it's built for. This was my vision when I, you know, started it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of other things that we're going to be doing, you know, and helping out people. So we got a program that we just are going to implement this month. It's called UYM Helping Hand Scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three recipients that are going to be receiving a scholarship.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm not going to say right now because we plan on recording it and putting it on like our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
If you're out there listening, go subscribe and hit that like button on our YouTube channel. It's United Youth Movement YouTube channel. And we also obviously have podcasting here through Podbean. And then I think that's all we have we have an Instagram. We have a Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
All United Youth Movement. Go follow, like us, see what we're doing. If you want to see... want to help change the lives of some youth, donate some money, or if you want to get involved with volunteering, we always take volunteers. So just let us know, hit us up. Email you can reach us at is unitedyouth19@gmail.com. Again, my name is Tony G. I am the founder and CEO of this wonderful organization, and I appreciate all my board members, appreciate all our supporters. With that being said, you want to... any final words, Enrique?
I just want to say thank you again for everything.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You've done for us and helped us with and, you know, got us out there doing stuff that we're not usually comfortable with, but, you know, still pushing us to do the things that are right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome, man. I appreciate you.
Definitely.
Eddie, any final words here?
Exactly what Enrique said, you know, thank you.
Piggyback on Enrique?
Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah, it's just like, you know, these are something that we, you know, definitely couldn't afford, definitely couldn't, you know, just go out and do, and it really helped me out, especially with everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. That's what we're here for, man. That's our plan. That's what we want to do. So tune in, follow us, stick with us, ride with us, come along on this journey with us, changing lives, doing good things for the youth and young people of our community. And with that, we'll say... peace.
Peace. Peace.